So to explain how this franchising thing works, we decided to start with a famous fast food chain right here in our own backyard.
Oh, I'm talking McDonald's.
Nope. Al's Beef. Chris Baselli is here behind the counter. He owns the joint. He points to a well-dressed guy hunched over a big, dripping sandwich.
We're in business today because of that sandwich.
Baselli's family has owned Al's Beef for more than 75 years.
This place is the inventor of Italian beef. It was invented by my grandfather. You know, a lot of people call Philly cheesesteak, oh, is it like a, no, it isn't. Philly cheesesteak is fried. It's got some whiz on it or something, you know.
He's talking cheese whiz.
He's talking cheese whiz.
So I get it. Al's makes a good sandwich. It's unique.
Right, which means they can make money off of it. If they just had more locations.
So what do they do?
They start a franchise, and Baselli says that this helps him.
Wait. We have to explain what franchising is.
Bear with me. Baselli says this franchising thing doesn't really get going until about 15 years ago, when he sits down with another guy. Here's how Baselli remembers it.
We met for lunch. We started talking. Next thing you know, he talked me into the franchise business.
Who is this other guy?
His name is David Howie, and he buys the Al's brand and puts franchising into overdrive.
A franchisee will do the best job. Instead of a large company having a bunch of managers that are running the stores, a franchisee buys into the system, it becomes their business, it becomes their life. So it's a win-win where the company's brand is represented properly by people that really care.
So he's basically letting someone replicate this Italian beef operation and use the brand.
Right, exactly. Those people, they're called franchisees. So this model, it can make a really big difference when the company wants to expand to a place it might not know anything about, like across the country or even across the world.
And it's more than just spreading the Italian beef gospel. This is how the franchising company makes its money, because each franchisee pays an upfront fee, typically five figures or even six.
More than $100,000.
Yeah. And once they're in business, the franchisees pay royalties based on sales.
And the reason the franchisee pays those fees is because there's something in it for them, too.
Got me a fry? I need two beefs, both with cheese.
I went to visit one of these franchisees. His name is AJ Hodge. He runs three Al's Beef locations with his brother.
We've always frequented Al's Beef since we were little. We've been eating the beef sandwiches.
One day, he says it was about 12 years ago, he's sinking his teeth into one of those sandwiches. And a guy says to him, hey, Al's is franchising. And he thinks, maybe I should do that.
Free sandwiches, you know? You don't have to pay for them.
Oh, yeah, free food.
And the sandwich was actually important to him. Hodge liked that it was a proven product, that he knew it would sell. Before he got his own restaurant, Al's Beef put him through a month-long training to learn everything about running one of these places.
We prepare this all, and it's cooked. And then it's sliced on our slicer, very thin, until it's ready to sit in the jus.
What's this jus?
Well, it's juice, the juice that the beef sits in. And Hodge is getting the recipe from the company, along with a bunch of other support. He says that's what's great about the franchise model. The company lets the franchisee focus on day-to-day tasks.
They do have their vendors set up for you, so you don't have to go and be like, test 20 different burgers to see which one you want to sell. They've already done that. You know, they've tested out all the different mayos for you, you know.
Hodge also gets advertising from Al's.
So Al's has now, how many places?
16.
Not that many, but they're using the same basic franchise model that much bigger brands are using.
Right, and like this, Burger King, 7-Eleven, Hilton.
Yeah, and this model is spreading. Listen to this. Franchise employment growth has outpaced jobs growth in the economy as a whole for 12 months in a row. That's according to ADP.
The big payroll and processor.
So these franchise jobs nationwide now total more than 8 million. The Illinois number's about 345,000. That's from the International Franchise Association. So numbers like these show that the model works. That's at least what Francine Lafontaine told me. She's an expert on franchise economics. She's at the University of Michigan.
We see that this is successful, businesses being franchised simply by the fact that they exist all around us.
So it's fast food places, hotels, gas stations, car dealerships, convenience stores, tax services, childcare centers.
Wait, so you mean she's saying we know it works because everyone's doing it?
That's right.
And then consumers are voting with their feet by consuming the goods and services that are offered this way. That means we've made that sector more efficient.
Which LaFontaine says, lowers prices.
And that's good for consumers. It probably also means we consume a bit more of these things, which means there are more jobs in this sector than there would have been otherwise.
But franchise chains are under fire these days. There's a movement of workers pushing for a higher minimum wage and benefits like sick leave. A lot of those protests are at franchises.
And something you might not realize, the franchisees, the ones who employ these workers, many of them are feeling cheated by the bigger corporation. Some are even blaming the franchise model itself.
We are as much of a victim in it as the workers are.
Hashim Syed owns a 7-Eleven on Chicago's north side. He's had it for more than two decades.
I take the heat from the customer if anything goes wrong. I take the heat from the workers if something goes wrong.
And wait till you hear what he has to say about 7-Eleven, the company above him. We're going to hear Syed's story tomorrow.
And we'll hear from an economist who says folks like Syed deserve our attention.
And this economist isn't just anyone. He's President Obama's nominee for a big job at the Department of Labor. He says franchising is part of something much bigger, something bad for the workplace. I'm Chip Mitchell.
And I'm Shannon Heffernan, WBEZ.